You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss JoJo Siwa's wild 21st birthday at Disneyland, we cast the Psychobabble Mount Rushmore, and we pitch our new show, Brand Baby. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble.
And you can talk. Are we starting? I think we've already started.
it's a very gentle start.
Are you in? What? Trouble?
Is it in?
Trouble?
Am I in? Who's it? Either
Who's
you're
on
in
third
or you're out. And in this competition, you're either in or you're out.
It's please pack your knives and go.
What is that?
What is what? You don't know about
pack your knives and go.
Please pack your knives and
you're
go.
You're fired. Is that what he sounds like? I have no memory of that.
Hey. I haven't heard about you doing any rankometers lately.
Rankometers? What do you mean?
What's your like A tier, B squad, C?
A rankometer?
Rank-o-meter.
Oh.
Rankometer. Also rankometer.
Rankometer. Well, we do measure in kilometers.
No, we don't. Not here in the U.S. of A.
No, I mean to say we don't say kilometer, do we? I don't. I have not been saying. People have been. Many have said.
Memed. So speaking of your rankometer,
I'm still bridge over troubled water about memed. It's really upsetting to me and the girls. And you know what? It's making me listen to myself. Oh,
imagine being me for 13 years. For 16 years. How long has it been?
It's been 17 years.
I'm 16. I'm a grandmother.
Oh my God. You know, she's still TikToking.
Yeah, I see her stuff sometimes.
So
when you should rankometer the elimination sayings on reality TV vote-off shows.
Sure. What are some other Avitazen?
Not you yawning while you say sure.
I'll be honest with you. I'll be honest with you, Diane. So what had happened is I don't set alarms, okay? Let's start there.
It's 10 o'clock.
And let me follow up. What was last night? The Survivor finale. Was I ready for 3 hours of television? No. Am I ever ready for 40 minutes of television? I need a break. So you think I could sit there and watch 3 hours and an after show with only one question for Liz?
The after show was included in the 3 hours.
I know. I felt it.
You could have quit at 2.5.
I couldn't. I was at a potluck. I brought sliders.
Ew. You brought sliders to a potluck?
Well,
wait, although
barbecue pulled pork sliders with pickles.
Where'd you get that? Because you didn't make it.
Trader Joe's, and it comes. You open the box of sliders, and inside is a vacuum sealed bag of meat.
Oh my!
Already cooked. And so you put it in a glass pan. You pull it apart a little. You add 3 tablespoons of water and anything else you wanted. So I added some barbecue sauce. You put it in for 350 for 20 minutes. You pull it out. Holy moly, guacamole. You can pull it apart. It is like wild. It was a hit.
Did you use the little Hawaiian rolls as buns? Because that would have been smart.
Mama did.
Oh.
Mama did.
You use dill or sweet bread and butter pickles?
All Trader Joe's has is one kind of pickle, dill.
Good. Good for them. They've made the right decision there.
And only one size, humongous jar. So like,
but they
I had to walk home with all my pickles.
I'm pretty sure they have. Oh, you didn't pre-pickle? Was it a DIY slider, or did you you put them and they all just took?
Wasn't making people's sliders. Here are the ingredients.
Good, 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 good. Good.
Figure it out. I did walk around the table with 2 oven mitts and the meat in question.
Damn. Did you have any leftovers?
No.
Just the pickles. So how was it? How was your first Survivor season?
Okay, so we're getting into it, Mama. So are we talking spoilers?
Yeah, honey, this is 5 days after the finale. They had more than 3 hours to watch this finale.
If you didn't watch it, then skedaddle. Okay, it's nice to have a winner that I like.
Yes, we love a likable winner.
It's nice to have a winner who I think deserves the win.
I concur.
And it was upsetting, but it is what it is.
Your girl got played?
My girl. Well, she didn't get played. There was, you know what? What does it say?
Your arch nemesis took out your queen.
My arch nemesis?
Liz.
Who took out my queen?
Liz.
How do you figure that?
She ran to get the board to count the circles for Kenzie.
She didn't do anything.
She literally ran to count the circles.
I guess she did.
She did 1/3 of the puzzle for her.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Well, you know what? What does it say that two people had to team up to take out a boss bitch? And what does it say that as soon as it happened, everyone saw the writing on the wall and there was no blind side about it? And what does it say that every other contestant on the season had to get blindsided to get out and was the boo-boo the fool with their idol in their pocket? And what does it say that a real winner knows how to win and knows how to lose. You know, she really had a all-stars edit. Come on back.
Well, they're doing an all-stars something or another, second chances for season 50. So where will you be in a year and a half?
Seated and seated.
Are you in? Are you packing your knives and going?
What's another goodbye?
You're fired. Reality team?
No. And also, what is our accent for that?
It's the tribe has spoken. You're fired.
Oh.
I'm sorry. You're out. Please pack your knives and go.
I'm sorry, my dear, but you have been eliminated.
You are no longer. Oh. What is, you are the last place team. You get the fuck off my mat.
And you have been eliminated.
Phil-eliminated.
I'm sorry.
You are not the goat.
Shantae. Shatna sachet away.
Yeah, see? Look at these. Iconic.
Avita Zen.
What did they used to say on like Rock of Love?
You are not rocking the cradle tonight.
Wasn't it all like get off my tour bus?
Was there a tour bus involved?
Wasn't there?
Why didn't hey? Why didn't what the hell did we get up to? The slumber party tour have a tour bus?
It did.
Oh, what?
It did have a tour bus, you dumb.
Are you sure?
Yes. Do you want me to get Vinny on the phone? Should I call Brent?
You can do whatever you want.
We had a tour bus. It wasn't for every stop. It was like that Eastern.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
That was like
coming back.
It was like the Pennsylvania's. We did two in Pennsylvania. It was like part of Pittsburgh and Philly, and then like I think Ohio. It was that little run. There was like a 7-show run right there. That one was a tour bus.
Okay, I have some news. In the time that you spent explaining whatever the hell you were talking about.
Sia gave her money to...
No, the Rock of Love exit line.
Okay.
Your tour ends here.
Okay, see? I told you.
You know what? Here's a game. How about I tell you the exit line and you tell me what reality TV show it is?
I think I just did.
You have been chopped.
Chopped.
I started with an easy one and you're welcome. Okay, you're just a tool.
That was that VH1 show that was like school for tools.
Tool Academy.
Tool Academy. Okay, there's a hot, there were two hot guys on there.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Weakest link.
You knew.
Why are you, see, aren't you excited to make these on your
okay, okay, here's meter? One. Here's one. Your time's up.
Your time is up. Wow.
It's not your time is up. It's your time's up.
Oh, it's probably Flava Flav because he's got a clock around his neck.
Correctamunda. But what's, it's not Flavor Flav.
Flavor of Love.
Thank you. I haven't heard of any of these shows. Oh, You Must Leave the Chateau.
Is that Traitors?
Joe Billionaire.
Oh, okay. Well, I did watch it.
For you, it's game over.
I didn't watch that. That was like a gaming.
The Pickup Artist.
What was the... Okay, I've never even heard of that show. What was it... What did Joey say when somebody got eliminated on Haunted Mansion or whatever you were on?
What the hell? Oh, Joey gagged Sephora?
Yes.
I don't think there was an elimination line. It was just like you get killed.
Oh, so it was just a scream? Ah! What did Tanya Khan scream when she got murdered?
Ah! She said, ah! I never had to deliver the line, so I never really committed it to memory.
Damn.
But in my memory, it was something like, ah, ah,
ah. If you're screaming, I can't even hear it. It's such a high pitch. So will you be watching another season of Survivor?
Okay, what's this one? You are not the biggest loser.
Biggest loser.
Yeah. You will not be the next Iron Chef. You're not gonna get it.
These all need to be like, what's the lowest of your rankometer? F.
You are not Canada's worst driver.
I don't watch that show.
It's called Canada's Worst Driver.
Listen, are you gonna watch another season of Survivor? What do you think?
I'm in. Whatever. This is the rest of my life.
Listen, I said this is my favorite season of the new six of the 640 after 40. So my favorite. So you picked a good one. There have been some rough seasons in this new era.
You know, I guess it was good and fine. I never really had a satisfying reality TV moment, I don't think. There were
You didn't even win a million hearts?
I did love Banu. He did win my heart.
You're lying.
I liked him. Yes, I like Banu and Q. They were my final two.
Who from this season you think deserves a ticket on that season 50? You can only pick three.
Okay, easy. Maria.
Maria! You like the new Maria by Dua Lipa?
I'm sure. Q.
Wow.
And Liz. Even though this is not the cast that I want, but it's the reality TV that I deserve.
All right. I'm here for that. All the comments in Survivor Instagram this morning going off about how Charlie deserved the W. And I think it's because Middle America hates women.
It can be true that he deserved the W, but that doesn't mean that he deserved the W more than Kenzie.
Yeah, I think they both played similar social games. It's like, I've seen seasons where I've thought somebody outplayed somebody else and they won, but I was really surprised by the number of comments. It's like
people really acting like this season wasn't just all a social. Everyone was just doing a social game.
Yeah,
there was no gameplay for me to give points for.
Did you? I can't believe you're not even.
Am I wrong? Am I incorrect in that assessment?
It's interesting because it feels like such a different game from this new era. I hate saying it, but it does. I think it's because sometimes there's like the game feels rushed. So there's like people go along to get along because they're only there for 25 days instead of 39. And so there's less opportunity, I guess, to like think and consider and like take the shots. I don't know what it is, but surprised you didn't give a spot in your season 50 to Tiffany after she opened the jury segment with, "I don't want to hear fucking Taylor Swift lyrics." Did you clap?
Loved it.
I clapped.
And you know what? That was the beginning of the end for Charlie because it set the tone for shut the fuck up. We're done with your little shenanigans.
When Jeff said he lost 22 pounds, I was like, this is going to be another Taylor Swift quote from him.
What is the 20?
I don't know about you.
I'm feeling 22.
I'm feeling 22 pounds lighter than I started the show.
Me after a fat dump.
What'd you do, fart?
Air doesn't have that much weight to it. Actually, I don't know.
Is this what happens when you show up without a bullet point on your to talk about
list? I've got plenty to talk about. We need to talk about Drag Race All-Stars Season 9. All non-winners, no eliminations, zero stakes. It's for charity.
They got a check to show up.
Yeah. And allegedly a check to make their outfits or buy their outfits or whatever. It's just not clicking for me. What's wrong here?
Overexposure.
Sure. Sure.
Fatigue, diarrhea, upset stomach.
It's a showcase, and that's okay. And I will be tuning in maybe a day late. Because it's not a busy
Friday night, honey.
It's not an appointment viewing, you know. It's no long. It's people are tweeting spoilers at 8 a.m. That's the energy we're in on the internet. So it's like Fridays are kind of off limits now. Because it's like isn't it just on the Paramount or whatever the hell?
Yeah, it goes up at like 8, I think.
Right. Well, what could a spoiler possibly be? Somebody had to lip sync to a song that's like perfectly for them to get the win. Okay.
I'm glad you really wanted to talk about this, but you're this disgruntled.
I'm not disgruntled.
So who do you want to win? Who's your top three?
My top three. Angeria.
Okay.
Gottmik. And Plastique Tierra.
Okay.
I think is my top three. I have yet to decide if that's what I want or what I predict or what I'm excited to see their interpretations of themes. It's like that I think is going to be how I harvest my serotonin from this season of the show, those three.
Baby. You can't read the doll.
Oh, I take it all back. I'm with Baby. Roxy Andrews, and I'm here to make it clear.
Baby, you can't read the doll.
You know what baby could read the doll?
baby who wanted to go to a hotel.
The Four Seasons. This to me, it's giving undercover brand deal for the Four Seasons Orlando. Because here baby, I am talking about the Four Seasons Orlando. For what?
The baby's face looks augmented to me. It's giving AI. It's giving Ellie McBeal dancing baby.
It only took 18 minutes to bully a baby.
It's giving ooga chaka chaka, ooga ooga. You know the Ellie McBeal dancing baby?
Unfortunately, because you always bring her up.
Well, I had another child to bully, but she turned 21 this week, so is she still a child?
Have you ever gotten drunk at a Disneyland?
Did you have anything else to say about that baby? You just wanted to give it a note?
My note for the baby is, when you are doing brand deals, you do have to disclose with hashtag ad or with a verbal mention that the aforementioned brand is sponsoring the placement. So for your next brand deal baby,
why is that
welcome to brand deal baby.
Why is that?
Hold on. Hey sharks, have you ever wanted to monetize your child? Hey sharks, I'm looking for 12 mommy bloggers that are ready to monetize their offspring.
Okay, can you turn
your dirty diaper into a gold mine? Can you turn that poopy diaper into a gold mine? Let's find out this season on Brand Baby.
Why did you not take the low-hanging fruit of mamatize?
Hey, mamatize!
Are you trying to mamatize your videos?
Hold on.
Is there a gold mine sitting in your baby's diaper?
Who will win Brand Baby?
Wait,
I like it.
What would the elimination be? What would the host say when the Brand Baby gets eliminated?
I'm sorry, but, well, first when they're up for elimination.
I'm sorry, but you're full of shit.
No, why are we doing the shit route? Why are we doing, no, I don't know.
What do babies do other than shit? Nothing. Why do you think I bully them?
You're not wrong.
I'm sorry.
Is it maybe like is it something about an abortion? I'm just spitballing. There's no wrong ideas.
What if it's like I'm sorry, but I've got to cut the cord.
Perfect. Sure.
And then they release the umbilical cord.
If they're up for elimination, you're given shaken baby. Let's see if we can calm you down, or maybe I don't know many keywords about children, babies.
Your goo-goo needed to be more gaga.
Okay.
And less
boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Your goo-goo needed to be less boo-boo.
Sure, I don't know.
I'm sorry, but it's time to cut the cord.
I think, under capitalism,
America's
this makes
next,
perfect sense.
America's next top brand baby?
No. You're limiting it to America? No. Think bigger, baby.
Oh, Canada's worst driver, baby?
Canada's next brand baby. I don't know.
What was that car driving show in Canada?
Canada's worst driver.
Okay. Well, we'll spitball it, but also copyright this all at the same time.
Well, yeah, of course. Anything I say or do is always mine.
we will see.
And that
you.
Does hold up in a court of law, mama. It does.
So have you ever been drunk at Disney World?
Yes.
Okay, yes, tell me more.
I've done it. It's expensive.
And?
It's mainly, the quickest way to do it is getting wine drunk. I don't know the names of places, but there's an area kind of by, maybe a Cars entrance, Cars Land entrance.
Nothing sounds worse than being drunk at Disneyland.
Acid at Disneyland.
Drunk,
let me tell you.
Drunk standing in a line, drunk standing in that heat. There's never any shade while you're waiting in 3 hours to ride a teacup.
You would need, here's what you need if you're getting drunk at Disneyland, okay? You're going to need one of those neck things that has two little fans facing towards your face.
Fuck. I want you're gonna for my need, sofa.
You're going to need, you're going to need a mister.
I'm always in the market for a misting,
a misting spray experience.
What? Okay. But does your mister also have a fan?
Sure.
Damn.
I don't know. Dream big, okay? If we're fantasizing,
rich,
you're gonna need somebody with fried vocal cords.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned it.
Is it me trying to control a woman to say perhaps somebody should suggest a vocal rest?
I literally have on my notes.
I don't mean to speak on a woman. You know, I'm not trying to tell a woman what to do with her body.
My top note says, why is JoJo Siwa's voice wrecked? And then in parentheses, vocal rest? Question mark. I was thinking this when I saw her video with Joey Gag Sephra a couple weeks ago. I get it. Maybe it's her birthday season. She's about to turn 21. She needs to shush.
Ooh, I know. That's nice. She needs to shush. Write that down. We can use that in something.
I know how my friends feel when my voice sounds like that after a Pride weekend.
Oh, but you are so like that. Your voice is always like shot. It's like, why are you, you know what? It's, why are you screaming in the club? We know what it is. You're trying to have a conversation while loud music is playing. I know you.
Yeah. Yeah. I have things to say and the people need to hear it.
Why I don't do think so. Think, people are trying. People are trying to dance right now. Why are you trying to discuss anything? Yeah, so do it on the podcast, not at the club.
I have to attract the men with my wit and humor.
How's that working out for you?
I could use a mister. I'm not America's Next Brand Baby.
Well, not everyone can be, but maybe all stars.
So yeah, the Siwa needs the vocal, the VC.
So no, we are of course referencing, if you didn't see, she turned 21. She spent it at Disneyland, but she was drunk at some type of like vendor area. Like what's the, it's like a pier.
Nice, it's that nice Italian sit down restaurant that they have there.
Sure. I don't know about that, but.
was she at World or Land?
She's got to be at Land. Nobody's going to World.
But World is out. But
there were so many angles that I was witnessing the moment of on my For You page. Like my TikTok, I was seeing, I would scroll and see another angle of the experience. She's drunk, sitting at a what are those like? Picnic table. And she's yelling at people that don't know the words to her song and screaming the lyrics to her song. And I don't know. It's
she's been
her bangers era is I don't know.
She's been a bad, bad girl, gaga.
A bad, bad girl, gaga. She's been really she's been captivating me. I'll give her that much.
Everything I know about JoJo Siwa has been forced upon me.
From me. From me. You know, has it always been JoJo Siwa? Because certainly there's been celebrities we've hyperfixated on before.
Northwest.
Okay.
Milleth Bobbeth Browneth.
Sure.
Jacob Tremblay.
Okay. Yeah, well, we're just, you know what? We're covering who the kids are up to, what the kids like, and who they're, you know, we're keeping up to date.
Do you think they're the Mount Rushmore of the cycle baby community?
I know we have one artist listening that knows how to make that experience a visual. And if it's you, if it's you, you know it's you. If it's you, you know it's you. And I need you to put your, throw your hat into the ring, mama. And even if you don't think it's you, if you think you just have the vision, the artistic vision, try it. Give it to the world. Tweet it to us.
It's giving new, a Psychobabble Awards category.
Oh.
Mount Rushmore inductee.
Mount Rushmore. It's a little Americana for me.
Oh yeah, you're worldwide. I forgot.
That's Mr. Sorry, Mr. Worldwide. That's my dad.
you're Miss Worldwide.
Please, it's Miss Miss Worldwide. Do you? The unsinkable Miss Worldwide.
Now I can't stop thinking about Pitbull's future child being like, that's my Miss Worldwide, that's my dad.
Please. I'm Dolly. Dale. Well, we pronounce it Dale.
Yeah. You could call me Dale.
Dale. Yeah. A Dale whip? You know about a Dole whip?
You have anything to say about David Archuleta's rave era?
I love it for him. I hope he's feeling his role.
I had that picture of him going viral. I thought it was.
Let's unpack viral. What do you mean?
I've seen you in that. I mean, Queerty covered it.
I've seen you in that same
get up in that same look. Honey.
I love this for him. I hope he's staying hydrated. I hope he's keeping plur. He's giving plur prints. That's his moment. I do need to recommend if you are participating in drugs, not everyone does.
Are you telling him directly?
David, I know you're listening. If you are participating in drugs, just you should be testing your goods. But Lord knows, whoever's supplying, he must have some type of good connection, maybe, hopefully. I don't know. Most a trustworthy individual. I don't know what's in drugs these days. People are lacing things. Also be careful, you know, you're not supposed to be doing it too often. You don't want to lose all the brain cells. They don't come back. They don't.
And some of us needn't them more than others.
I do like his outfits. I think he's doing that he's having is fun. And honestly, I don't even, maybe he's doing drugs. That's not for me to even care about. But like, I bet he's not. Bitch, the overstimulation he's feeling is so much more than he's ever been able to experience in whatever Mormon church he was in. He's got to be just riding a natural high on that one. Oh my God. Corey gave me a thumbs up right now and fireworks just started playing behind him. I'm on drugs. No, it's just FaceTime or whatever.
Cool.
Yeah, there it goes. You know, if you give a thumbs up in FaceTime, a thumbs up happens on the screen. Do you guys know about that?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it here before. We've experienced these emotions together.
All right.
Where can people find you? You're not even give a happy Memorial Day to the girls.
Fuck Memorial Day, and I'll tell you why. Don't get me started. How American is Memorial Day for it to have turned into furniture sales? How we have so lost the plot that we are celebrating the war criminals with furniture sales.
You are. So suddenly you're too good for two great Lazy Boy chairs, one great low price.
I will be there with my coupon, but that doesn't make me above. Because I participate in capitalism, I have no choice, mama.
What's next, Honda Days? Toyota fan.
I celebrate Honda Days. I get Honda Days off.
I wish.
Anyway, happy Memorial Day to all of you who have a grandpa that served in the war. Girl, he was a flop. Anyway, I wish you all the best. And Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in your heart.
I'm feeling that. Feeling it.
All right. Goodbye. Later. See ya.
Later.
Bye.